Welcome to the show both feared and revered by man and beast, the Helios blog. Today, Sneeko calls out the Tate brothers. More beef.
The reason she's alone is because she's difficult.
Women are not accepting the bare minimum.
Women fuck men they respect.
All the women who say things like, I'm strong, independent, I don't need no man, like, y'all impress me.
Women just gaslight each other and say what they want to hear.
Pretty much has called out the Tate brothers. Obviously, recently, he done a stream with Aiden Ross, Andrew Tate.
Okay, let's skip.
Airing Rumble like me day in and day out, nobody. Every other streamer right now is constantly just, well, no, not every stream. I don't want to downplay Rumble, but if you look at live on Rumble right now, everybody's talking about Trump. When it comes to content creators on Rumble, I am carrying this website. Tate, people call me the face of Rumble. Everybody sees me as the face of Rumble day in and day out. So Ramadan is not over yet. We could raise a lot of money. We've already raised $33,000 for projectiftar.org/Sneeko. We are feeding families. We could have a really powerful stream during this month. Do you want to?
At one point, Sneeko was close with the Tate brothers and it's kind of faded out.
It's always the case, right, that Sneeko calls out the Tate brothers and then Sneeko just goes wherever the wind blows, right? If it's more views to accuse them, he goes there. If it's more views to be with them, he's there.
That gambling is bad, and then you stream with, like, it doesn't, why are you streaming with Kick streamers, but you're not streaming with Rumble streamers? If you're
influencer on anywhere on the internet, any of them, any of these people streaming this garbage on Twitch and Kick and all these shit websites, when's the last time any of them have ever helped anybody? I don't even watch this crap, but when I see little clips of it on Twitter, I sit and say, who's watching this? This is not even teaching anybody anything. You know, we're the only influencers on the planet who don't have to dance around like children or make stupid jokes or pretend to be gay when we're not or do dumb shit and put on a costume or do something else for fucking views.
Why are you streaming with Kick streamers, but you're not streaming with Rumble streamers? If you're saying Rumble is where the intelligent people are, everybody wants to see a stream during Ramadan right now. It'd be good. We can do it online. You know, I think pulling up to Romania could be good. Tristan, let's do it, bro. Let's do it. The people want to see it. Say yes in the chat right now. Say yes in the chat right now if you want to see it. I have a collab with, I'm going to Saudi Arabia tomorrow. We have a collab with Shamsi soon. Even, I don't want to leak it yet, but a very well-known Muslim boxer hit me up and said that he wants to do a collab soon. And I'm very happy about that. I'm not going to lead it. There's a lot of well-known Muslim boxes out there, so you guys can take a guess. But Tate, before Ramadan's over, let's do it. Tristan, Andrew, let's have a good conversation. We can give value to the people.
Gonna be the Sultan.
You guys are always talking badly about Kick, and then you stream with Kick streamers.
I think with the Aiden situation, he taps into a different demographic. And Andrew Tate.
Okay, sorry. Let's move on.
Stream.
I don't get it. Look at all the people saying yes right now. Look at all the people saying yes. We can get rid of the 1 mil party. Tristan, I know that you guys are facing a case right now. I know we all know you're innocent. We don't need the millionaire party. I don't want to go to parties anymore. How about this? Instead of the 1 mil party, we do a Ramadan charity stream. Instead of the 1 mil party, how about we both give, let's both give $10,000 to charity. Let's give $10,000 to charity instead of that. Forget the 1 mil party. Partying is haram. It's degenerate.
If you guys follow the Tate brothers, you'll know they have something called the Tate Pledge.
Okay, let's continue.
Being on a yacht with a bunch of random women, but I don't care anymore. I'm looking for wives, and I just want to do good things. And I want to spread Islam. I want to bring people to God. I want to have good streams that are positive, motivational, inspiring, uplifting.
If you guys haven't seen, Sneeko actually reacted to it.
Okay, let's continue.
On earlier when I was on X. And yeah, people are getting very, very bored of gay nonsense. Let's call it gay shit. People are getting very, very bored of gay shit. And I don't mean actual gay. I mean the streamers. Well, my point on X I made earlier was, did you see that post I made about about Kick being garbage?
No.
Well, I said that if a platform had taken two young girls who were broke, who were sisters, and made them make out with each other, and then platformed them and made them famous on the just based on the fact that they're two little sisters making out with each other.
Yeah, we know who he's talking about. You can't even give these people attention. Anybody that you see like that, that is like, you know, all the fuck shit they do. I don't even want to bring it up. All the fuck shit they do to get attention and like just don't ever say their names. Just move on. Like, you don't need to give more attention to them. TTS is on Matspan the link. But Tristan's right, bro. People are getting sick of that stuff.
And now they have money. That platform will be shut down. But Kick did that with the Island Boys, and that's completely fine.
Oh, great.
And I was saying how people are getting very, very bored of this. You have to have a message that means something.
Kick, I got to admit, does have a lot of weirdos on there, like Jack, who even got into a little bit of a dispute with Tristan.
This is ridiculous.
Support kid.
There's still someone who's going to sit and watch all this and turn this off and go watch some kick stream of idiots walking around with phones talking shit. And they're just going to go do that and stay a fucking nobody. I don't know what else I can say to these people, Tristan. Your mates.
Make sure you leave a like and subscribe for more daily updates.
Thanks, my guy. Let's continue.
Hold on. Oh, look, even Donald Trump got his 4-year degree at Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. And this guy came for money and had a dad that gave him money, okay? And even this motherfucker finished his 4-year degree, okay?
To my father my entire life. I listened to my coach my entire life. I just done exactly as I was told. He said punch. He said jab. I jabbed. That was it. So I just obeyed. So I played my part and played my role for a very long time before I got to a position now where I have, I don't know, a total of maybe 60, 70 people working for me across all these different industries.
Damn, that's
now
insane.
I'm the empire, blah, blah, blah. But I, you're saying I always knew I wanted to be king. I don't think I did. I just wanted to be very, very competent and do my job very, very well.
And
even now
him.
To this day, if Elon Musk and I were to have a conversation one day and he were to say, I want you to help me with X, I'm not going to walk in there saying, I'm the king though, bro, top G. I'm like, you know what, Mr. Elon, sure, I'll be the knight. Do you think India is in a worse place now than it would have been if it was never colonized by the British?
Now,
I'm not saying the British didn't kill people. I'm not saying they were completely fair, but also the world was a different place back then. No, nowhere was fair. If the British didn't turn up to India in the 1800s, then the Indians would be killing the Indians. People just killed each other. That's how it worked, right? Do you think India would be in a better place today if it was never colonized by the British?
I mean, they're pooping in the streets right now.
What would they be doing if they didn't?
Pooping more.
The British didn't turn up. I mean, if you look at some of the biggest, best buildings in most of these countries or some of the most critical infrastructure, it's the shit the British built 200 years ago to this day. And they had their liberation for a very long time and they haven't managed to surpass the infrastructure the British built.
In the 1800s, no less.
Do you want to talk about why that is? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's reasons, but my point is, the British turned up to a country. They ruled India with less than fucking 60,000 men. The Indians could have kicked their ass any time. But they turned up and they gave genuine value to the point people thought, okay, these white people turned up on this boat. They know shit. Oh, whoa, railroad. Whoa, okay. Whoa, schools. They didn't do it purely by force. India is a big place. They did it with a very small contingent. And they did it by adding value. And yeah, the British were not people you want to fuck with, but they definitely added value to their colonies. And I know this is going to upset the whole fucking world. All the people are going to say I'm a colonist. Da, da, da. This is a pretty diverse panel. I don't
Jesus.
Know.
Jesus. Algoman, thanks for the $100. Seemed like you're working pretty hard on the content front recently. What is your timeline to start the media company? That's like in a back seat. I'll be able to talk more about stuff tomorrow. Okay.
Well, where I come in on the brown scale, but it's a pretty, it's a pretty diverse panel. But the world was a dangerous place back then. And I think being under the British Empire afforded these countries a lot of security and safety and technological advancements. And I don't think it was all completely a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Barbados, so like we were colonized as well. But, you know, we got our independence as well. But Andrew, as a young man navigating the Matrix, where do you think somebody needs to live nowadays in terms of like place to live? What's the best location you think possible for a guy to live in these times?
That's a good question. That's a hard one for me to answer. But I think that should be the first question to the panel. So let's go through one by one. Let's change the question slightly. When you're deciding where you want to live on the planet, what are you looking for?
Depends on how much money you have. If you're American, Miami's the move, or Puerto Rico. But if you have more money, if you have top G money, then Croatia, I think, sounds good. Albania, Romania, obviously. But most people can't answer that question.
But why?
Everything you say about Eastern Europe, about the traditional values, about the lack of feminist indoctrination.
Yeah, but the problem, Sneeko, is if you're not a white guy, it's not going to go so well for you there, right? It's not that they're racist, but they're just more nationalist, right? So you're going to have problems getting the people on your side at all, unless you're like ultra rich. Even then, there'll be quite a bit of xenophobia, quite a bit. So it's not always the land of milk and honey in these places, not always.
About the web.
No offense, and I don't mean any offense by this, of course. But I don't think super wealthy people want to go and live in Eastern Europe. No, like, again, no offense, but like,
what? There is nice, things are cheap, people are nice.
Girls are skinny.
We saw one, but there has not been one fat under 40 woman this whole time.
That's been the challenge of the whole week.
To try to find one?
I challenged Myron and Sneeko at the beginning of the week to find a girl under 40 that was fat.
Yeah, it's not a societal norm here. It's not accepted in the same way. So societal norms have a large part to play on how we act as a whole, which you can extrapolate to everything, right? The societal norm.
Do these people know anybody in the Balkans? I could be wrong, but... Oh, well, I'm not wrong. When Americans, and it feels like when British people, or at least like people in this world, when they talk about Eastern Europe, it feels like they're talking about maybe the Baltics and then like Romania and Poland. And that's it. That is Eastern Europe. I don't think
What do you mean? They're not talking about Latvia, Slovenia, and so on? I think they are.
I don't think the Balkans count. I don't think they mean that when they say Eastern Europe, but that's literally what it feels like. It feels like they're talking about Hungary, Poland and Romania, and maybe they would have Ukraine before the war. Poland and Romania, and then like maybe the Baltics, but nobody thinks about Germany. I don't think Germany counts as Eastern Europe, does it? Greece? Wait, I don't think Greece counts as like... Wait, hold on, I can't tell.
Like Macedonia and Greece. Yeah, would be considered that, I would say.
People are trolling me now. Wait, hold on. Somebody just said, do you even know where Romania is? And I look it up and I'm like, wait, did I just fuck this up? No, yeah, wait. Wait, what? I don't know. China was trolling me right now. Baltics or Balkans? Baltics. Right? The Baltics are Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, right? Are the Baltics. The Balkans are the whole southern Yugoslavia exploded Serbian shit that's all fucked. Maybe not anymore. I shouldn't say that right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it used to be.
I'm pretty sure the Baltics are a decently nice...
Basically, that's like... It used to be like Syria there, and now it's not like Syria anymore.
Place to be, right? I think those countries are doing pretty well. Nobody talks about them because they're small, but I think that those countries have generally made like quite a bit of progress. They've been pretty peaceful, I think, since 91, right? I think the Baltics have been decently peaceful and everything, and they've like made a lot of progress, like educationally, economically. Even Poland has to some extent, or they were making a lot of progress. I don't know about Romania at all. Ukraine obviously is in a fucking war. The Baltics aren't much better than the Balkans. Is that true? I don't know that history as much, but my understanding is the Baltics have done like pretty well since the collapse of the Soviet Union. They've done like exceedingly well. Then the Balkans have had, I mean, at least one NATO intervention and a lot of problems. But, okay, sorry.
And it's to not be a hope, for example. Whereas in the West, they don't have the societal norms and people act in a certain way. Maybe I'm getting old and boring, but I like to live. When I was last in Miami, which is the best city in America, hands down.
Nice.
Best city in America,
Miami!
This can't be, like, anyone who talks about New York, that they're right. Miami is the best. But
Okay. When people say Miami is the best city in America, is that like a huge...
They mean for... Banging random girls on yachts, probably.
I want to say self-report, it's not like bad. But is the person basically just saying I really like going to clubs? Is that really all they're saying? Because I don't know why the fuck else you would think that Miami is the best city in America. Other than you like clubs and the beach. And maybe bimbo pussy, I guess.
To me, it feels godless.
So complicated?
It is. That's why I love it. It just feels godless. When I'm in Miami, I'm just like, not New York, Miami. I'm like, this is fun. But it just feels, where's God? God ain't here. This hoe, that hoe. I'm just like, where's God? He forgot about Miami. I don't know. It just feels godless. Like, and maybe I'm getting old and boring, but I like to just see the traditional business run by the family and the hotel run by the family and the women going to church on a Sunday.
Then why the fuck would you say Miami is the best city in in America? What are you talking
about? Because he is a walking contradiction. That's why.
Talking about then.
And that's what I like about Eastern Europe. Maybe I'm getting old and boring.
So I'll say this. It depends on what you want. Personally speaking, if you want girls, you got a little bit of paper, go to Colombia. Not much to do there, but the girls, the scenery, food is cheap. And then if you want to have fun,
Does it sound a little bit weird? Is sex tourism always a bad thing? I don't know. I feel a little bit weird when people talk about going to like poorer countries to pick up women.
Passport feels
a little strange to me. But
the irony is that Destiny in this video wasn't yet divorced. Maybe you should have done it.
I don't know.
You have money? Miami for sure.
All right, so let's carry on with the question. So, yeah, fresh. Let's say money's no object. Let's say we all have hundreds of millions of dollars, whatever. You could live anywhere on the planet. Where would you live and why?
Money is not object. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Probably Colombia. Give me 1,000.
Colombia? Why?
First off, the girls are beautiful. They're at least somewhat feminine. The money goes very far. So, for example, like you could be a G with only like.
What are you saying? If you have infinite money, dude. Year.
And honestly speaking, like it's skill because, for example, people that go there have businesses. You know, other Americans. So it's kind of like you have your own community, guys that are successful and hot girls. I mean, you can't really lose. So
Mara wants to go to Dubai, right?
Seems boring to me, but also, did they mention the Amazon basin? Lots of mosquitoes.
I'll go last. I'll go last. I'm producing over here.
What about you, bro? Where you
living? We were just talking about this in the war room, but to me, man, it don't matter. It matters who's there. So you can go anywhere in the world you want. It could be the best place on earth. If your boys aren't there, bro, it's shit. It's true. Number one.
It's true.
Colombia, I've been. I like it. I think you need a plug there, like you need a plug in anywhere else.
George Gammon.
You need a plug. No, you need a plug that's local because Colombia can be very dangerous also.
Indeed.
You know, so.
It wasn't so long ago that Escobar was a thing.
I would have to say Europe in some regard, probably Eastern Europe somewhere, based off of my experience. I like to.
Not that safe either. You're going to get scammed.
Bye, but it kind of feels like an island. I would not go.
Wait, is this guy American? Or did somebody from Europe just say that my place that I would want to live in would be Europe or Eastern Europe?
Why doesn't he want to live in like a ranch in the United States? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? And cheaper too, right? I'm thinking.
Where is it? Everybody's Dominican? Is
that DR, Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you get island fever, man. So I would say Eastern Europe somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to live in the States and you're not going to live in Miami. That would be my bet. But without your boys, it's shit anyway. I'd rather live in Indiana with my boys than live in the best country on earth with nobody. So that's okay. How I feel about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think people pretty much know my answer. But yeah, Justin's right. It's a lot about the people you're with. It's about what stage you are in your life. But certainly the people you're with are going to influence your reality. I've been to a lot of places. I've been all around the world. The number one thing people say to me is, Tate, you have so much money. Why don't you travel? The first thing is I do travel. All I do is fucking travel. It's annoying. But the second thing is that the world's the same, man. You either go out to a restaurant or you stay in. You fuck a bitch, you watch TV or sit on the computer. The world's the same pretty much everywhere. So you got things like weather, you got things like the general safety of a place. But then you got to go for the intangibles. I like driving past churches. That's why I live in Romania. I like driving past churches. Sounds stupid, but there's nothing that America has that Romania doesn't have. I can buy a Lambo here. There's a Lamborghini garage. There's fucking clubs. There's bottles. There's Dompy. There's bitches, there's restaurants. Like, what does Miami have that Bucharest does not have?
Not much.
Nothing. The same. It's all here. And this is a poor country, right? It's all here.
People say it's a poor country, but that's a lie.
It's a straight lie.
So false, bro. Like, dude, the clubs are lit here. Girls are bad here. And the cars, bro. This Lamborghini's outside driving up and down Porsches. Everything is like, it's lit, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of money here.
Yeah,
it's very first world.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm in a poor country being here at all. I'll tell you guys that. Like, coming from Miami where it's like super bougie, like, yeah.
You guys spend the whole time at the mall going to all the first world places.
Well, hold on. Where are they at in Romania, though, too, right? Like, that's going to depend on... XQC no showing on his own event? Wait, really? They're in Bucharest. Oh, they're in the capital. Because if they're in, like, the wealthiest parts of that country...
Yeah, the capital of Bucharest is going to be... capital of any country is going to be pretty nice. It's true.
Country. I'm willing to bet there's probably a lot of poorer parts of Romania that they never see, right?
I went to actual Bucharest. You've been to the mall 8 times in 4 days.
Well, to be fair, I've been on dates. I've been learning the culture, okay?
Dates at the mall are very adolescent. Take her to a nice restaurant. Take her to go scenery seeing.
I know you don't
a church.
We tell those girls. Oh, wait, they're waiting in the lobby.
Better than the mall.
Hell.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna live in the United States, I think if you live in Florida or Texas, those are fantastic places to start. Because anywhere where
Texas,
it's not expensive to live and you're not getting taxed to death, you'll be okay. If you're going to pick major cities in these states, I would say, you know, Miami is fantastic. Fort Lauderdale is good. Tampa's good. I don't like Orlando. And if you're going to be in Texas, Dallas and Houston are good. Just a little bit dangerous. South Texas is surprisingly nice too. Like McAllen, people talk shit about the Southwest border, but there's some nice areas there. Phoenix is also good. And Arizona, the only thing that sucks is there is a state income tax. But if you're going to go abroad, I mean, Romania is nice. I can see why the Tates live here. You get a lot of like, it feels like a first world country, even though like it might not necessarily be one like GDP wise. And then,
okay, just a heads up, guys, any country probably in the world at this point, but especially any country in Europe, if you're in like the capital cities, I don't know what you guys are expecting in 2022. They're all going to be first world. Like everybody has like cars and toilets and internet. Like it's not going to be like you're in some place where there's like villagers are carrying buckets of water to like the local inn for.
That will probably be the case in the countryside in some of these places for sure, though.
Settlers to come and rest in before they move further east or something. Like everything, like most of the world is going to be relatively modernized.
And what else? But for me, I'm going to probably go to an Arab country when this is all said and done to find my virgin
Jesus.
Wife.
Find the virgin wife. Yeah,
why find not? The virgin wife, man. So, yeah.
Right. So, go on. We're going to say?
Next question.
All right, next question. So he just said when this is all said and done. So that's going to lead into one of the questions I'm going to ask. Yeah, so that's perfect. It makes it all together. So why – I want to ask all of you, and you have to tell the truth because the audience are going to tell if you're lying. If they're lying, guys, you have to say they're lying in the chat. Why do you stream? Okay. Why do you talk to the world? Why?
I want to wake people up.
Wake people up from what? And why? And then why do you want to wake them up?
From their brainwashing.
Why are you compelled? Why are you motivated to do this?
My whole life philosophy has been based around being brainwashed since I was 6 years old, sitting in a church and not feeling like it was any productive use of time, listening to a priest blab on about life, but he doesn't have any life experience. He's some guy named Peter. You know, he's talking about TV shows. He's never even been with a woman before. How could you tell me anything about life and you haven't had any life experience? Going to school, doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Sitting these things, taking Adderall every single day. They prescribed me. They said I had a disability. I felt like everything in my life was to keep me down since I was born. And they told me that there was something wrong with me. And that's motivated me to do everything that I do.
No.
So the reason I started streaming is direct communication with my audience. I did videos for 9 years, but that was slower. And now I could talk to 10,000 people every single day. I want to go spread the knowledge that I've learned and try to bring people out and teach them the same things that I've learned from being trapped inside the box and being suppressed my whole life.
And why, and that's a good question, I understand completely. Why do you think that, do you think it gives some validation to yourself to do it? Do you think it's a selfish motivation, or do you think you're like a philanthropist?
There's some selfish, like there's some validation seeking. There's some need to be liked and admired, but the motivation is definitely based in what I said, because I wouldn't be banned on Twitter and TikTok. I wouldn't be risking this right now. We can get banned just sitting in this room with you. But we're all here because we believe in some sort of message. We have some sort of philosophy. If we want,
where do you stand on the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school? I'm okay with it. I think that the left was too quick to abdicate nationalism, or at least like patriotism. You should love your country. I think a healthy love of country is good. We should like our country. And the idea that like your country is
no. What's crazy is that the new religion is wokeism. That's what's crazy. And because of wokeism being the new religion, it's like stifled like countless countries' like progress, right? Like rather than them being a nice productive country, now they're a terrible like declining country. And I find this sort of thing deplorable, of course. For obvious reasons.
Cringe is probably not a healthy idea to have for people that are trying to like make a country work. I don't know. I think that we associate like love of country way too much with far right movements, and it's probably good that everybody in a given country loves their country. Otherwise, you're in a really weird spot.
To cash out, we could jump in a pool of 100,000 Orbeez, do some prank videos, farting in Walmart.
It's true.
We're here.
It's true. You're right. Good point. Good point. What about you, Fresh? Why are you streaming?
Honestly, bro, honest answer here. I want to inspire. I'll never forget, like, when I came to America, I saw a guy in a Lamborghini.
This is bullshit.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Did he actually do it? Still haven't heard from my CEO, Quinn's manager. He missed his first flight and is supposed to arrive 10 minutes after the show starts at LOL. Oh no, he's not gonna catch the second flight. Oh, Ludwig, why would you agree to this? Well,
I saw hot girls, I saw lifestyle. I was like, how do I get that? And coming from a small island, Barbados, where I'm from, it's like, you're not very inspired. Everyone just parties, goes to school, gets a job. And it's like, I want more for my life. And seeing other people win made me want to win. So me and Myron did a podcast, Pressure Fit, as you know. He's more fitness style, more lifestyle as well. For fitness, I'm more like, you know what? If I can show people a way to get inspired, even get cars, lifestyle, even getting girls, then it's a W. But personally speaking, of course, I want to make money too as well, keeping 1,000. So I say inspiring and money as well.
What about you, Justin?
I like what we do, Andrew. I like the cause. I like guys coming together on a common mission and goals. Previous to joining the War Room, the highest level of happiness I ever had is when I played college football. And to a bigger degree now, I feel like I'm a part of something that a group of guys that have each other's back no matter what are in. And it's about that companionship for me.
Yeah.
There's a common mission we all have together in our group that I'm absolutely in love with. So I die for that. So for me, man, it's that. It's feeling like I'm contributing to a team that scores together. So that's what I like.
And I think that that's intrinsic to every single man. I think.
Yeah, we've come to the advertisement portion of the video, and that's where we're going to end it. Hit the like, hit the sub, hit all the notifications. Drop me a donation, like Hunter M, Adrian L, Tom and Bobby, Dylan, Renaissance Press, Brian, Andrew, and Alan. Shout outs to you. Most recent Patreon. Actually, no. Alan bought The Strategist Guide to Seduction. Yep. So you can buy my books at bit.ly/heliosbooks. If you want to see my videos ahead of time, you know, early access, early release, just go to my Patreon. It's patreon.com/theheliosblog. Want me to give you better advice than Destiny? I sure can. Just message me at my email. It's theheliosblog@gmail.com. And I'll slot you right in. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Especially if you listen to the end. I really do appreciate it. Take care of yourselves. And I'll see you next time.